Lili Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha. We're up to the end of Siman Taf Ayin Hey Seif Vav. Achal Kazayas Kachati Zayas Bechazar Vechal Kachati Zayas Yotze. If you wait a half a Kazayas now and a half a Kazayas later, you're Yotze. As long as Bilvad Lo Yishev Ben Achil Chaverta Yosef Achilas Pras. It should be more than Kedei Achilas Pras. How long is that? So we assume 4 minutes. By the first mitzvah of matzah, there arises at the Seder, it's preferable to try to do it, finish it within 2 minutes. Oh, now it's interesting. The language of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like that it's bidyevet, but really, it's better to try to swallow the whole kezayis at the same time. In other words, some people, when they eat the matzah, they chew the matzah on one side of their mouth, they store the matzah that's chewed up on the other side of their mouth, and then try to swallow the whole kezayis at one time. However, many achronim say that nowadays one should not do this. That can be dangerous. Rav Neventhal writes in his Mishnah Brura that because of a stakana, it's better to eat a ma'at ma'at, little by little at a time, to chew and swallow little by little at a time. The Piskei Tshuva's quotes from Orchos Rabbeinu, perhaps the Stipler, the Chazon Ish, that you eat at the regular speed, the regular way. You chew and you swallow, chew and you swallow. And they have other explanations for the language of the Shulchan Aruch. And the common practice nowadays is most people eat the matzah regular. You try to finish the first matzah in 2 minutes, bidyevet in 4, and you chew and swallow, eating in a regular way. And just the opposite. Some people say if you eat in a strange way, you might not be yotze. The guidelines has a language. One should nevertheless not eat in a state of frenzy or with voracity, but rather with dignity and joy, as one fulfills the commandments of Hashem. So you eat regular, without a break, not slow, but not in a speedy, fast way, and that's how one should eat the matzah at the Seder. Oh, Siv Zayin. A famous, famous Shulchan Aruch from the Gemara. Ein chiyuv achilas matzah ela b'layla harishon bilvad. The only chiyuv to eat matzah is on the first night. The Gemara learns out that the other 6 days of Pesach, eating matzah is a rishus, but the first night is an absolute chiyuv. The first night at the Seder. In Chutz Laretz, the second night is also a chiyuv, chiyuv midrabban. Well, the Ramah quotes a minhag to bake the 3 matzahs for the first night of the Seder from an isaron of flour, which is the amount that were used by the Lachmei Todah, zecher for the Lachmei Todah. And you make a siman, which is the first, the second, and the third, and you use them at the Seder in that order. If one breaks by mistake, so then that should be the one you use for the middle matzah, because it gets broken anyway. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that nowadays, in many places, this minhag is not followed anymore, of davka using that amount of matzah, of flour, for the mitzvah of matzah. Well, now here, of using that amount of flour for the baking of the 3 matzahs. Now here, there is a famous, famous, famous comment of the Gra, which is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Memhei. U'b'shem ha-Gra kasvu, de'al kolpanim mitzvah ika lechol matzah kol shiva, ele eino chiyuv. The Gra says that although the Gemara says that the chiyuv is only the first night, and the rest of Pesach is a rishus, that's the language of the Gemara, rishus means it's not an absolute chiyuv. However, the Gra holds that it is still a mitzvah. When you eat matzah the rest of Pesach, you get a mitzvah, and the language that's used is a mitzvah kiyumis, where Hashem doesn't command you to do the mitzvah, but if you do the mitzvah, you get schar for fulfilling the mitzvah. It's called a mitzvah kiyumis. And because of this Gra, and because of the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, many are makbid to try to eat a kezayis of matzah every day of the rest of Pesach, in order to fulfill this mitzvah kiyumis of a kezayis of matzah. Now here it's interesting. The Gra is quoted as saying that on Yom Tov, on the last day of Pesach, the 7th day of Pesach, he would have a shal shittus meal in order to have another kezayis of matzah. Normally there's no shal shittus on Yom Tov, but the Gra would have a shal shittus in a sense on the last day of Pesach to get in the last kezayis of matzah. That's still a mitzvah. Based on that, it sounds like, according to the Gra, it's not just one kezayis is a mitzvah. It sounds like every kezayis you eat is a mitzvah. So Tak, if you eat more matzah on Pesach, every kezayis is mitzvah kiyumis. The minig is people just try to have one kezayis a day, but Tak, every kezayis more is a mitzvah kiyumis. I once asked Rav Nevensal Shlita, so if you accept the gra fully, then a person should organize his eating on Pesach to basically eat only matzah. Have a lot of matzah for breakfast with a little something, a lot of matzah for lunch. And we should have matzah all the time with a little bit of a side dish. I said, people don't do that. Rav Nevensal said, on the spot, with a big smile, there's also mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. And if you eat matzah that way, it would not be good for Simchas Yom Tov. So that's not the custom. The custom is to be machmir for the shita of the gra. People try to eat a kezayis of matzah, at least one kezayis of matzah a day during Pesach, aside from the kezayis we have at the Seder. Siman Tafayin Vav. The Shulchan Aruch quotes there are two minhagim, whether one eats roasted meat on the night of Pesach. And he quotes two customs. The Mishnah Berurah says that our custom is not to, and we don't eat roasted meat at the Seder anyway that it's roasted, and we don't want it to seem like this is the actual Korban Pesach, and to avoid that mistake in Marasayin and possibly think that it's really Korban Pesach, we don't eat roasted meat at the Seder at all. The Ramah says at the end of the Seif Aleph, V'lo yocha v'lo yishte harbe yoser midai, don't eat too much during the meal. Why? Shelo yocha afikomen al achilu gasa, o yishtak v'yishan miyad. Because if you eat too much, then the afikomen will be achilu gasa. You'll be full already before the afikomen. The afikomen is a mitzvah. It's either a mitzvah d'rabbanan, maybe a mitzvah d'oraisa. So a person should have an appetite for the afikomen, and therefore you shouldn't eat too much during the meal in order to make sure there's room for the afikomen at the end, that the afikomen should help fill you up. If you mamish are totally full, it's not so pasha yotze at all. So one should be careful during the meal to not eat too much and have room for the afikomen. Certainly not to get drunk from drinking too much wine. But the Mishnah Berurah adds on, we'll get to this Bezer Hashem in a few days, that after the Seder is over, you should keep on discussing Hilchos Pesach. We'll get to this later. That you're supposed to keep on going after the Seder is over. If you're totally full and you drink so much wine, you fall asleep right away, that's not good either. So for those two reasons, one shouldn't overeat and overdrink at the Leil HaSeder. Okay, we'll stop here.